SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Hundreds of people gathered on Tuesday at the Ethiopian Congregation's Heritage House in Haifa to bury Shlomo Teka, 19, who was shot dead last Sunday by an off-duty police officer. Shlomo's father, Worker, cried, "Give me back my son," as he entered the funeral hall. "My son had a joy for life and love of life. He smiled and he was sensitive. We are asking for justice. My son has already gone, but I hope he will be the last victim. Do not cry for my son. We demand that the murderer gets what he deserves and finds justice. Help me in this struggle." Teka was expressing the frustration and fears of the Ethiopian community as he added, "We respect the laws and customs. Why are we not respected? We have to live together. Enough. Let us be at peace." Rabbi Moshe Baruch of the Ashdod Ethiopian community opened the ceremony by calling for a nationwide examination of the problem, saying, "As Shlomo's face is before us, we all have to do some very deep soul searching. Not only the Ethiopian community, but Israeli society as a whole. We have to unite when such things happen." On Monday and Tuesday, protesters across Israel blocked roads, burned tires, and denounced what they said is systematic discrimination against the Ethiopian-Israeli community. The demonstrations escalated after Teka's funeral, when some protesters set vehicles on fire, overturned a police car, and clashed with officers and others who tried to break through their makeshift roadblocks. The police said more than 110 officers were wounded in the clashes, including from stones and bottles hurled at them, and 136 protesters were arrested for rioting. Three teenagers were arrested on Wednesday in Rishon LeZion after they were found to be carrying Molotov cocktails. A nearby stash of firebombs was also discovered. On Thursday, two 17-year-old boys were arrested on suspicion that they had thrown Molotov cocktails at a police station in Be'er Yaakov, causing no injuries. The wave of protest was sparked in part by the decision to release the officer who shot Teka to house arrest shortly after the investigation began, viewed by Ethiopian Israelis as downplaying the severity of his actions and another example of officers getting away with using excessive force against members of their community. Initial reports from the Justice Ministry's Police Internal Investigations Department, which operates independently from the police, indicated that they accepted the officer's claim that he did not aim at the Ethiopian youth, but that the bullet was fired at the ground and ricocheted upward and struck the left side of Teka's chest, tearing into his aorta. On Friday, Justice Ministry officials were reported to be leaning towards charging the officer with a disciplinary offence regarding use of his gun only. The Teka family has asked for a halt to public protests until after the 7-day Shiva mourning period ends. Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan on Thursday paid a condolence visit to the family on behalf of the government and said, "Millions of citizens share your grief. What happened with Solomon is sad and tragic, and I hope this is the last such case." Earlier, Erdan called for a reform in the body charged of investigating police brutality in Israel, citing a total lack of trust by Ethiopian Israelis in its operations. In a bid to restore peace, Ethiopian Jewish spiritual leaders, known as Kesim, on Thursday held a special prayer session at the Western Wall in Jerusalem and met with Israel's chief rabbis, where the assembled leaders joined together to call for calm and highlight the discrimination experienced by the Ethiopian community. Yair Netshi, the lawyer for the policeman responsible for the shooting, said on Thursday this tragic event had nothing to do with the skin color or heritage of the deceased. "My client did not intend to hit Teka. The shot was meant to deter." The attorney said his client found himself in a very serious situation in the park in which his family encountered the Ethiopian youths who were behaving boisterously. He believed the life of himself and his family were in real danger, and if he hadn't acted as he did, it's possible my client would no longer be alive and his family would have been harmed. The IDF on Friday fined and reprimanded a non-commissioned officer for threatening to call a police officer to shoot a young Ethiopian Israeli recruit. The NCO received a letter of warning and will forfeit 1,500 shekel. The punishment was enforced 3 days after Kfir Brigade soldier Yitzhak Zalka published a post on Facebook saying, "I was in total shock. I was hurt in a way I hadn't known. It was racism on an entirely different level that cannot go unnoticed." The army issued a statement calling the incident inconsistent with the values of the IDF. Nearly 7,000 Palestinians participated in weekly protests along the Gaza border on Friday. The IDF said some of the protesters burnt tires and hurled rocks, as well as an explosive device, at soldiers. 40 demonstrators were injured, and 3 people who crossed the fence into Israel were arrested. Former Labour leader Amir Peretz was elected on Monday as the new chairman of the party, beating out social protest leaders Yitzhak Shmuli and Sthav Shafir. Taking 47% of the vote to Shafir's 26.9 and Shmuli's 26.3, Peretz gained enough support to avoid a second round of voting. Former Prime Minister Ehud Barak wished Peretz luck after he was confirmed the winner and told Peretz, "I believe we can do what is required and stand together alongside other forces to put Israel back on the right track." Nitzan Horowitz, who won the Meretz party primary the previous week, also offered his congratulations to my friend Amir Peretz and said on Wednesday, "We in the left-wing Meretz are prepared to discuss possible cooperation for the success of the Israeli left. I expect to speak to Amir in the next few days." Confirming his willingness to work alongside Barak and Horowitz, Peretz said he also spoke to former lawmakers Tzipi Livni, leader of the Hatnua party, who retired from politics ahead of the April elections, and Orly Levi Abakasis, leader of the Gesher party, who did not cross the election threshold in April. Peretz said on Thursday that he's willing to do whatever it takes to create a large leftist bloc ahead of the elections, including stepping aside to let Barak lead a joint slate of their two parties. Barak yesterday announced the name of his new party, Democratic Israel, saying he would bring back hope and courage to the country. A poll published on Friday gave Barak's party just 4 Knesset seats. Rabbi Shlomo Aviner, a former chief rabbi of the Bet El settlement and head of the Ateret Yerushalayim Yeshiva, was one of a dozen rabbis who came out against allowing former Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked, a secular woman, to lead the proposed union of the religious Zionist parties. The Bayit Yehudi party distanced itself from the remarks, saying Bayit Yehudi was the first political party to establish an influential women's forum to advance women leaders, and some 45% of the party's members are women. The party has also reserved slots for women on its Knesset slate in order to ensure their proper and appropriate representation in the Knesset. Shaked on Friday rejected the assertion, tweeting, "Just a reminder that a woman can do anything. Travel, be a mother, lead a party, even serve as a city mayor, company director, or head of state." Authorities were investigating a fire that broke out yesterday at the home of Kamel Muda, a daycare manager who was filmed abusing small children, as suspected arson. The home is also the site of the private Baby Love daycare center where the alleged abuse took place. A protest organized by parents against Muda, scheduled for last night, was called off after the fire. A lawyer representing the parents denied that they were involved. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.